Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Special greeting to all of our moms here today. Let's give a big round of applause, okay? We thank you, moms. We love you, and we'll give you a special blessing at the end of Mass and a little flower, all right? So my brothers and sisters, habemos papam, all right? It's a very exciting time to be a Catholic, especially here in the United States. But I went to bed Wednesday night. I was at my parents' house starting my day off. I told my priest buddies, if it happens at 3 a.m., call me. All right, because like many of you, I was just glued to this chimney in Rome, waiting for this white smoke to come out. Of course, when the seagulls appeared, we all got excited, right? And when it happened, I was battling a cold last week, so I was just chilling on my day off at my mom and dad's on Thursday. I was just sitting on the couch watching EWTN on YouTube, right? Didn't even want to take a shower, get up. Just watching. When the white smoke came out, I was overcome with tears of joy, right? It's very emotional when we don't have a Holy Father. You know, it had been about 2 weeks. And, you know, for priests to not say a Pope's name at Mass, you know, when I'm up there doing the Eucharistic prayer, I literally had to put a note, do not say Francis our Pope, right? Because we get into that habit. And what a beautiful, beautiful weekend we celebrate in Good Shepherd Sunday this weekend, and how appropriate it is that we have a new pope. And before they made the announcement, my mom looked at me and she said, "Who do you think it's going to be?" As if I knew, right? I told her, "One thing for sure, it will not be anybody from the United States." So if I ever give you lotto numbers, don't take it from me, okay? I was in shock. To be honest, I'm still in shock about it. Because growing up here in the U.S., we were always told you're never going to have a pope for the United States, right? Let me tell you, I've never seen priests this happy about a conclave before. This man is known for bringing people together. He's a unifier. I was laughing because people were saying, "Well, I'm praying for a liberal pope, praying for conservative pope." This isn't a presidential election, my friends. I think the Holy Spirit's in charge, right? We needed a holy pope, right? And we've had some amazing popes recently. So we praise God for the gift of Pope Leo, who is not political at all, thanks be to God. He's known for bringing people together. And that's what our world needs right now, do we not? We're so divided. So this Good Shepherd Sunday, we thank God, we thank Jesus for his wisdom, giving us St. Peter, the very first pope. And some 2,000 years later, we're still standing. The Roman emperors are long gone, and the Catholic Church is still here because this is the church that Jesus established. So from Peter all the way to Pope Leo XIV, we now have a concession, you know, this apostolic blessing upon us all. But for us as Catholics, no matter what the name of our pope is, our good shepherd is always, what's his name? Oh, 9:30 Mass. That's an F. The other Mass has got A's. Let me ask you again. Who is our good shepherd?
Jesus.
Good. I won't have to call Monsignor Clem then, okay? It's Jesus. Jesus. And we have the example of the good shepherd, Jesus, always. And like Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we are called to be leaders in our communities, in our families, in our parishes, to imitate the Good Shepherd Jesus in all that we do. So what does Jesus teach us as the Good Shepherd? Jesus, first and foremost, that Good Shepherd that he is, he walks in front of his flock. So what is that supposed to mean? In other words, he's leading others to heaven. The shepherd sets the vision. And as Catholics, we are called to listen to Jesus before all other voices. There's so much noise out there. So, you know, battling politically, whatever it is. And that's not Jesus. Jesus leads us to heaven always. And that's who we're called to listen before anybody else. So if any leaders out there are not leading you to holiness, they're not leading you closer to Christ, they're not leading you to a better life, tune them out and listen to Jesus even more, my friends. So the Good Shepherd leads us to where do we all want to go when we die? Good, you're still at an A, okay? The Shepherd points us to heaven. The Good Shepherd also walks among the people. My favorite quote that Pope Francis did have was, the shepherd should smell like the sheep, right? So me being the pastor at Holy Family, I should smell like Nihadis, High Life, Annandale, whatever that is. But what does that mean? Jesus walks amongst his people. He's saying, show up. Be approachable. I love the fact that our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, was at the World Series in 2005. Have you seen that picture? You got to pray for him. He's rooting for the White Sox, right? you got to pray for his conversion. But if you go to Rome, wear Dodger stuff, all right? So what does that mean for us? This church is packed today. Many of you are here today because you're with your moms. You're going to gather with your families. It means spend time to talk to each other. Putting your phone down. Kids, don't watch TikTok. Today, be with your moms. Give her that attention that she needs. Listen to each other. Do not approach each other with a judgmental attitude, but try to get to know people even more. To not put barriers or walls up, but to build bridges, like Pope Leo said, and to bring people together, to walk amongst the people, to accompany each other. That's what being a shepherd is about, my friends. And finally, the Good Shepherd Jesus also tells us that at times we have to walk behind the flock. So what does that mean for us? To look around us to see who's fallen behind. Who's been wounded around us? Who's been excluded? Who's been marginalized? Who's been hurt in our own family? That's what shepherding's about. But looking at who needs me the most. And from conception to a natural death, every single human life has dignity and value. But there's so much pain out there. And it's our job as Jesus' people to bring the good news of the Good Shepherd to each other and to bring that love to each other. And that's not always easy to do. We're going to be gathering today with people that we love. Remember to be patient with each other, okay? To smile at each other. I'm lucky. I get to work holidays, right? But you know what I mean. So who is it in your own midst that has been an outcast? Who is it that you need to love more? That's what shepherding's about, by making sure that nobody gets left out. Because our readings this week could make it very clear. Heaven is for everybody. And all those people that drive you nuts, I hope and pray your mansion in heaven, you're going to be next to them for all of eternity, okay? So let's try to get it right now. My friends, nobody in here is perfect. We're all perfectly imperfect, but our call is the same, which is to be a good shepherd to each other in the example that Jesus Christ gives us. Satan wants us divided. He wants us to focus on what we do differently. But the Good Shepherd says we have far more in common than we don't. And the person that unites us is always Jesus Christ. So did you know that Jesus was not a registered Democrat or Republican? Did you know that? Did you know that? So if I were to look at your Instagram or Facebook, would I see more about your politics or more about your Catholic faith? You're all looking down now, right? That's what the Good Shepherd is about. He leads us to heaven. Christ alone is the Good Shepherd. And he loves us so much, he's given us a new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. It's a very special moment for us here in the United States. We thank God, and we ask to watch over our new Pope always. So let's do that right now. Let's just pray for Pope Leo. The Holy Spirit lead him and guide him, and that he will truly bring people together as we remember that we are all God's children.